masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sun.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we'll talk about a very interesting topic, that is Du'a's supplication about Mahdawiyyat. Dr. Karim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dr. Karim, in our last episodes, we have been talking about the supplications about Mahdawiyyat. There are many narrations that say that the time of occultation will be a very difficult time on the believers, wherein the faith of a believer will be challenged, wherein they will be very, very difficult to be firm on that faith. To goods will be considered as evils, evils will be considered as goods. So there will be a very difficult time. Is there any supplication, is there any dua that kind of help us to save this faith, like that asks Allah, oh Allah, give me the capability to be obedient to you, to stay away from the evil and all?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the very profound supplications we have received from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the dua which begins by Allahumma rzuqna tawfiqa ta'a, and usually this dua is known by the dua of Allahumma rzuqna tawfiqa ta'a. And the point of how it is related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that it's been taught by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And when we are talking about a supplication taught by Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, it means that it is very relevant to our time, because the Imam of our time, he has taught this dua and supplication to be read by the Shia and, I mean, by all Muslims during the time of the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم ارزقنا توفيقا طاعة وبعد المعصية وصدق النية وعرفان الحرمة.
This is, as I mentioned, very profound supplications, and it's in need of, I mean, many books of commentaries to be written on it. Again, I would like to quickly read this dua quickly and its translation, and if I have time, maybe a quick commentary on some parts of this dua. We read in this dua, Allahumma rzuqna tawfiqa ta'a, O Allah, grant us the blessing and the succor and good fortune of being obedient to you, wa bu'd al ma'asiyah, and keep us away from disobedience, wa sidq al niyyah, and let us be sincere in our intentions, wa irfan al hurma, provide us with the knowledge of what is forbidden or sacred, wa akrimna bil huda wal istiqama, honor us with guidance and honesty, وَسَدِّدْ أَلْسَنَتَنَا بِالسَّوَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and direct our tongues to what is right and wise. وَمْلَأْ قُلُوبَنَا بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْمَعْرِفَةِ, fill our hearts with learning and knowledge. وَطَهِّرْ بُطُونَنَا مِنَ الْحَرَامِ وَالشُّبْهَةِ, and cleanse our stomachs from what is forbidden and of doubt. وَكْفُفْ أَيْدِيَنَا عَنِ الظُّلْمِ وَالسَّرِقَةِ. We see that different rights are mentioned, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of the people, the rights of ourselves. Prevent our hands from committing oppression and theft. وَغْضُضْ أَفْصَارَنَا عَنِ الْفُجُورِ وَالْخِيَانَةِ. Lower our gaze out of modesty from immorality and disloyalty. وَاسْدُدْ أَسْمَعَنَا عَنِ اللَّغْوِ وَالْغِيبَةِ, and block our ears from hearing foolish talk and slander. وَتَفَضَّلْ عَلَى عُلَمَائِنَا بِالزُّهْدِ وَالنَّصِيحَةِ, and obliged our learned scholar with piety and sincere advice. وعلى المتعلمين بالجهد والرغبة and those who are learning with restraint and desire to learn. وعلى المستمعين بالتباع والموعظة and bless those who are with desire to follow the religious teachings. وعلى مرضى المسلمين بالشفاء والراحة and impart recovery and comfort to the Muslims suffering from illness and bless وعلى موتاهم بالرأفة والرحمة and bless those dead among them with kindness and mercy. Different groups of people are addressed in this supplication. True. As you see, the ill people, the learned, the scholars, the students,
the
dead people. And now it continues, وَعَلَى مَشَايِخَنَا بِالْوَقَارِ وَالسَّكِينَةِ O Allah, award dignity and peace of mind to all people. وَعَلَى الشَّبَابِ بِالْإِنَابَةِ وَالتَّوْبَةِ Confer repentance and turning away from sins to our young people. وَعَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِالْحَيَاءِ وَالْعِفَّةِ Bestow modesty and chastity to our women. Now we go to different groups in the society. وعلى الأغنياء بالتواضع والسعة supply the rich with humility and abundance وعلى الفقراء بالصبر والقناعة and the poor with patience and contentment وعلى الغزاة بالنصر والغلبة and the warriors with help and victory وعلى الأسراء بالخلاص والراحة and the imprisoned with release and comfort. And in the last part we say وعلى الأمراء بالعدل والشفقة let the rulers be just and kind وعلى الرعية بالإنصاف وحسن السيرة and the ruled receive just treatment and good character وبارك للحجاج والزفار في الزاد والنفقة bless those who are on pilgrimage with adequate support واقض ما أوجبت عليهم من الحج والعمرة and helping them complete what is obligatory on them بفضلك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين with your grace and kindness O most kind. So I think our dear listeners can agree with me that how profound this dua is because it's
exactly
covering many issues and every phrase of this dua is in need of.
When Imam Hassan al-Islam asks his mother Lady Zahra salamu alayha, why are you doing prayers for your neighbors first and then for your family? Mm-hmm. And the Lady salamu alayha teaches us this seerah, teaches us this way of life. She says like, first others and then yourself.
Exactly.
And when you think about others, sometimes people are confused what I should pray about others. I don't know about the problems of others. And this dua is expanding all those things. It's talking about the modesty that's most needed in the society. Dua. It's talking about the disloyalty, it's talking about the to stay away from foolish talks, it's talking about sincere advices, blessing religious people, blessing that dignity, peace of mind, modesty of women, society, rich, poor, patience, victory, prisoners, just rulers, like blessing unprivileged and the mercy of Allah. It's talking about all sections that are required in each and every era, especially in our time.
Exactly. This very profound dua has been mentioned by the famous Shia scholar Al-Kaf'ami in Al-Balad Al-Amin, page 349. And as I said, what makes it more important for us is that It is a dua taught by the Imam of our time, which makes it more significant. So I think we are highly
blessed to have this
dua. And highly recommended to read this dua from time to time at least. This dua, all in all, talks about 26 subjects, individually speaking and socially speaking. And somehow it is a very comprehensive dua in terms of talking about many individual and social issues.
True.
We are not going to have a commentary on this dua because this program is not about that. But as long as the time of this program permits me, I would like to shed some light over some phrases
Definitely, because that contains all those sections that are... all those topics, all those issues that are there in the society today. So we would want you to explain that.
Exactly. When we talk about tawfiq al-ta'a, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the succor of obedience. The point is that most people regarding whom we need to be obedient based on the verse 59 of chapter An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amr minkum, obey God and the Prophet and ulil amr, who are the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, are these people. So we need to be obedient to Allah, to the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Not only that, wa bu'd al-ma'siyah, this is a very important point. Some people, they are careful about obligations, but they are careless about committing sins. It is like building a house and then just destroying it through the sins.
Sure. So, Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you about that. Here we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we are talking about the supplications related to Mahdawiyyat.
If the Imam is asking Tawfiq al-Ta'a wa Bu'd al-Ma'siyah, oh Allah, give me the succor of obedience, and at the same time, Bu'd al-Ma'siyah, to be away from obedience, is for us not to demolish that house that we have already built. You may say the prayer, we may fast, but if then we commit sins, it is like demolishing that house that we have already built. In another part, Imam Alayhi Salam talks about the importance of patience and perseverance. This is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every prayer, at least 10 times every day. We talk about being away from the sins which are committed by our tongue. It's been mentioned that a man went to the Prophet and asked him for an advice. The Holy Prophet told him that protect your tongue. He repeated the same question. The Prophet also said the same thing. And it happened for the third time as well. Then the Holy Prophet added that the sins that make people the inhabitants of the hellfire the most is the sins which are committed by your tongue. This is in Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 115. We have many verses in this regard, like chapter Hujurat, verse 11 and 12, chapter Humada, chapter Tawbah, verse 79, and many narrations about the importance of taking care of our tongues.
True. So I think there are many other parts that we should talk about. Inshallah, we'll be continuing this session with you. We'll talk about this dua in another session. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for more beautiful programs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.